দামোদরতি ভারদান বেছে হারি নিষ্কুট বৃন্দাবি পিনেছে, রাধি জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, রাধি জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, গোকুল তারুণী মঙ্গল মোহিতে, গোকুল তারুণী মঙ্গল মোহিতে, রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, বৃষভানু দাদি নবশাশিলে কে ললিত সখি গুণ রামিত বিশাখে, বৃষভানু দাদি নবশাশিলে কে ললিত সখি গুণ রমিত বিশাখে, রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, গোকুল তারুণী মঙ্গল মোহিতে, গোকুল তারুণী মঙ্গল মোহিতে, রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, করুণাম করুমাই করুণা বাড়িতে সনক সনাতন বাণিত চরিতে, করুণাম করুমাই করুণা বাড়িতে সনক সনাতন বাণিত চরিতে, রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, গোকুল তারুণী মঙ্গল মোহিতে, গোকুল তারুণী মঙ্গল মোহিতে, রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়েছে, জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় শ্রী রাধে, জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় শ্রী রাধে, জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় শ্রী রাধে। Ananda Guri Vaishnavinda ki, Sad Goswami Prabhu ki, Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki, Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go, Shamakun Radha Kun, Giri Govardhan ki, Vrajabhumi Vrindavan Dhamma ki, Sri Radhastami Maha Mahotsav ki, Srimati Radha Rani Keej Dai Go Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Jadati Svaparandigam Adadanastarandandai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Manchakalpa Drubhishya Kipa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Daite means the beloved. All glories to Radharani, who's the beloved of Madhav. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Radharani is so beautiful that even all the girls, Taruni means young girls, Tarani Mandala, all of the young girls, Gokul, all the assembly of girls in Gokul, even she's so beautiful, even girls become mohit, astonished, bewildered by seeing the beauty of Radharani. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. She's so beautiful, even young girls become bewildered by seeing her beauty. Now Prabhupada said, somebody may ask, why this Rupa Goswami, he's a big scholar. He knows Sanskrit, he knows so many different languages, Persian and Bengali and Sanskrit. Why he's singing about some young girl? Somebody may question. He's a big, big erudite scholar, big acharya. Why he's singing about some young girl? But the last line says, Sanaka Sanatana Barnita Charite. Even the four Kumaras, Sanak Sananda is standing for the four Kumaras. Sanaka, Sanatana. Who are the four Kumaras? Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. And we know Sanat, these four Kumaras, Char Kumara, they've been brahmachari for millions of years. They're the original brahmacharis of the universe. So Rupa Goswami says, even they are glorifying Varnita. Varnita means to describe. Charita, they're describing the character. Even big brahmacharis like Sanak Sanatana and Ityadi, they're all glorifying Srimati Radhe. So we're not talking about ordinary girl. So this is a very beautiful song of Srila Rupa Goswami. So somehow on this holy day, though I have no adhikar, no authority, no qualification to speak on the glories of Srimati Radharani, because I am very fallen, lowly, no sadhana, no bhakti, no devotion. My only hope is the devotees are giving their blessings on me, otherwise I have no hope. But somehow or other I've been asked to speak something, so we'll speak according to Srila Prabhupada's books on the glories of Srimati Radharani. So we just described that she's not ordinary girl. Actually, Radharani is none other than the Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna. Well, first of all, one thing I thought I'd share with you, a very interesting thing, because this is the most holy day of Radhastami, and it's the most holy day. Here, there's one verse, I believe it's the 18th verse of the third chapter of 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, appearance of Lord Krishna. It says, Tatta Arabya Nandasya Vraja Sarva Samridhiman Harir Nivasanat Gunati Gunai Rama Kridam Abunripa. O Maharaj Prakshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and therefore is always naturally endowed with opulence of all wealth. Samridhiman, all wealth is there. Yet, beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there in Gokul, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. It is naturally opulent, but now it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Now listen to what Prabhupada says in the purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.29, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrahma Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Raj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would appear there very soon. Do you understand? Jamastami is just a signal. What does he say? Krishna's appearance in the land of Raj indicated, that's just indication, that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would appear there very soon. Jamasami is just indication. This is a real festival. This is what Prabhupada is saying here. So, Krishna's Kaviraj, in the fourth part of Chaitanya Adi Lila, in the beginning, he's describing, trying to establish the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he has to distribute, establish the position of Krishna and establish the position of Radharani. So as we are discussing, it says, Radhika Hayena Krishnera Pranaya Vikara Swarup Shakti Ladini Nama Yanhara. Srimati Radharani is a transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Ladini, as we were just discussing. Krishna's very being, that is called Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti means Krishna's being. The actuality of Krishna. That Swarup Shakti is divided in three parts. One is Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti means by the energy by which things exist. That is Sandini, by this spiritual world and this material world, they exist by the power of Sandini Shakti. Then there's Sambit Shakti. Just like we know the word Vidya. This bit comes from the word Vidya. It comes from the root bit. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge is experienced. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge is experienced. And third division of Krishna Swarup Shakti is Ladini Shakti, by which Anand, bliss, pleasure is experienced. Therefore, you know, Krishna is, when he's described in Brahma Samhita, Satchira Ananda Vigraha. Sat means Sandini, Chit means Sambit. And Ananda means Ladini Shakti. All of these things within Krishna himself. We should never think anything material about Krishna's pastimes. This is all manifestation of divine energy. Radhika Hayena Krishnera Pranaya Vikara. She's the transformation of Krishna's love. She appeared from Krishna's heart. Swarup Shakti Ladini Yanhara Nama Yanhara. She's that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radhika Thakurani Sarva Guna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani. Mahabhava is the highest manifestation of love for Krishna, not possible for any being except for Srimati Radhika. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is a repository of all good qualities, Sarva Guna Kani. Kani actually means the mine. She's a mine of divine qualities. Krishna Kanta Shiro Mani. Kanta means the consorts. Sri Krishna Kanta Shiro Mani. Shiro Mani means the crown jewel. It's like, you know, Shir means head. So Shiro Mani, the crown, the jewel on the head means the crown jewel. She's the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. And just to confirm this even more, he quotes another verse. Tayorapi ubayor madhye radhika sarvatadika mahabhava surupeyam gunar ativarishyasi. Of these two gopis, we're discussing Radharani and Chandravali in this verse. Of these two gopis, tayor means two, tayor, ubayor, madhye, we're talking madhye about these two girls. Of these two gopis, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. Sarva tadika, adik, madik means full, it's too much. She's the superior, adik, she's superior in all respects. Again it repeats, Mahabhava Srupeyam. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava. And she surpasses all in good qualities. Actually, Chandravati's love for Krishna is described like ghee. If you pour some ghee, when you pull the container up, then a few more little drops will come. Even though you pulled it up, it's like you pour water, as soon as you stop, go like that, it stops. But ghee, some will, even if you put the container up, some is still running down the side. But Radharani's love for Krishna is described like madhu. When you pour honey, even when you turn the container completely straight up, still honey is running down the side of the container. Her consciousness constantly, madhumati. This is the meaning of madhumati. Sometimes people get named madhumati devidasi. Even you try to stop it, it's still flowing. The honey is running down the side. A little line is there. So that is, Chandravati is like ghee and Radharani is like madhu, honey. Now he gives very, very wonderful verse and he describes in great detail this verse so that we can understand the position of Srimati Radhika. Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sanmohani Para. Well, we should learn this one, huh? Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sanmohani Para. Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. This is a very sweet verse that you should learn. Keep it in the jewel box of your heart, where you like to keep jewels. This is one jewel that should be kept always in the heart. The transcendental qualities, the transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani, is a direct counterpart of Sri Krishna. She is a central figure for all goddesses of fortune. She possesses all attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. So Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. Or it may mean the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. So first of all, Radharani is Devi. She's resplendent and most beautiful. It's described that even with all of the opulence of and beauty of Vaikuntha cannot even equal the ray that emanates from the toenail of Srimati Radhika. Even of all the beauty of Vaikuntha, we can't even imagine. We see so much beauty in this world. We can't even begin to imagine the beauty of the Vaikuntha world. It's like now, although there's not much rain, still somehow everything became green. It's Vrindavan. We went to Gokul yesterday. We went to the place where Radharani actually appeared, Raval. Beautiful garden is there. We were just marveling at the beauty of this place. So this world is beautiful. We can't even begin to imagine the beauty of Vaikuntha. All this beauty is temporary. We think it's all very beautiful. Oh, we see all the beautiful trees. Underneath the ground, war is going on. You're looking, oh, everything's so beautiful, nature is so beautiful. Underneath the ground, war is going. Every tree is trying to war with the other tree, putting its roots, competing for the little bit of water that came just now. Above, also war is going on. You see one tree growing taller than the other one. The other one's becoming small. War is going on. You part the grass. And you will see one bug is jumping on the other bug and sucking out its juice. You think nature is so beautiful in this material world. It is a war, the battleground, nasty place. But still, a little bit to our eyes appears beautiful. So we cannot imagine the beauty of Vaikuntha, where there's no such competition, no such war. Everything exists in pure love of Lord. Even if you get all of that beauty together, it will not equal the ray from the toenail of Srimati Radharani. So she's most resplendent and beautiful, or else it also may mean Devi means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Can also mean the abode of the... Devi means the abode of the love sports of Sri Krishna. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without are Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi, she's Krishna Mayi. You can understand, it's almost... Just by reading Prabhupada's book, hearing a little Sanskrit, you're going to... Krishna Mayi, who's within and without her Krishna. Wherever she looks, everything she sees, Krishna. Therefore, Radharani's eyes always describe Neel like a Kanjana bird. Kanjanaksha, Radharani's name. In Brindakun, we have so many Kanjanakshas. They like to fly around the Kaner flowers. What is that in Sanskrit? What do we say? Parha pitam nata vada vabu karneo karnikayam. Karnika. In Sanskrit we say karnika. We have so many Karnika flowers in Vrindavan, and these little kanjanas come, almost like a hummingbird, but they don't fly like a hummingbird. They fly like a regular, but very small, and very deep blue color. And it changes. You can't tell it is light or dark blue. But very deep, shining blue color. And they come around and take a little nectar from this Karnika, this one, and then this one. So Radharani's eyes describe Kanja Naksha. Very Neel means very deep blue color. I go to temples sometimes, I see Radharani looks like she's from Sweden. Radharani's are deep blue like Krishna, because she sees Krishna everywhere. Her inside and outside is Krishna. And just like this Kanjana, if you see the Kanjana bird, Radharani's eye is always darting like that. Ding, 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 ding. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. This is another meaning of Krishna Mayi. That she's completely filled with Krishna, or wherever she looks, she sees Krishna. She's Krishna Mayi. Wherever she looks, she sees Krishna. She sees a peacock, she sees Krishna. She sees a mountain, she's black cloud, she sees Krishna. She sees a dark mountain, she sees Krishna. She sees a tamal tree. We were reading today, wonderful quote. Even when, if Radharani feels separation by seeing the tamal tree, she sees Krishna. So even our Radharani, she can never feel separation, because tamal tree is always in front of her. You see, it's black and it's crooked. So when gopis have tears in their eyes, they won't... They'll just see something as crooked and black, and they will embrace the tamal tree. Shivaram always writes in his nice in his books how when Radharani casts her glance, then this blue luster falls on that wherever she's throwing her glance. Blue luster falls. Or Krishna Mayi means that she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with Him. Later we'll hear another verse explaining this more in detail. So Krishna Mayi can also mean she's a Krishna Mayi, she's identical with Krishna. Because the energy and the energetic, there's no difference. It's like we see the energy of the sun is the sunlight. The sunlight is heat and light. And the sun planet is heat and light, so there's no difference between the energy and the energetic. So Krishna Mayi can also mean that Radharani is not different from Krishna. Like later we're going to hear another verse that describes this, that Radha and Krishna are not two, they're one. Ekatmana avapi. Or Krishna Mayi has another import. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna both within and without, and who always only remembers Krishna wherever he goes or whatever he sees, is called Krishna Mayi. Also, since Krishna's personality is full of love, his loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from him, is called Krishna Mayi. One who always remembers Krishna, Krishna Mayi, always remembering Krishna. Wherever he goes, wherever they do, whatever they think, always remembering Krishna, is Krishna Mayi. And Krishna's personality is full of love. His loving potency, Radharani is that Ladini, loving potency, being non-different from him, is called Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi calls me who completely in love with Krishna. Now this is going to be explained even further. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore the Puranas call her Radhika. Remember Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Radhika. The next word is Radhika. So her worship, Aradhana, comes from the word Aradhana. Her worship consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore the Puranas call her Radhika. Radhana means to worship. So the best worshipper, Aradhana, Radhika. And what is her worship? Fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. We have no experience. We enter into every relationship calculating what's in it for me. What do I get out of this? Every relationship, we can't even begin to imagine Radharani. It's beyond our conception. We're completely wrapped in this consciousness of calculating our profit. What's in it for me? Huh? What do I get out of this relationship? But every atom of Radharani's being, if we can talk about it like that, Radharani's body is not made of atoms, but we can think of it that way, that every atom of Radharani's body is meant for pleasing Krishna. We can't imagine such a thing. We're only interested in our swart, our self-interest, selfish interest. But every atom of Radharani's body is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. Therefore, she's called Radhika from Aradhana. Now he quotes the most famous verse. Somebody says, Radharani's name is not in Srimad Bhagavatam. Here we find, Anya radito nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishvara Yanno vihaya Govinda Prito yam anayaraha. Secretly, Radharani's Anya radito nunam. Truly, the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. So Radharani, she's called Radhika because she's Aradhana. She does the most best worship of Krishna. Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika. Next is Paradevata. Therefore, Radha is Paramadevata, the Supreme Goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is a protectress of all, and she is a mother of the entire universe. We were just listening to a lecture today. Prabhupada said, Jagan Mata. Radharani is Jagan Mata, the mother. It's like sometimes devotees ask, why do we raise our hands like this, just like me, go Jai Jai Sri Radhe. But you see all the little, we have so many little children in our community. You see all the little children, when they're in distress, what do? They put Mata, Mata, they put their hands like this, is it? Pita, Pita, they put their hands in the air and they come running, tugging on the coattail, tugging on the chadar, tugging on the sari. Mata, Mata. So we're all in this distress in this world. Therefore, whenever we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare means Radharani. We're calling out, Mata, please save me from this deep, dark material world. Save me from, I'm trapped in this ocean of sense gratification. Please save me, please save me. Therefore, she is the Parama Devata, the Supreme Goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is a protectress of all, and she is the mother of the universe. Sarva Lakshmi means that Radharani is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. All the goddesses of fortune are expansions of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, she is the Maha Maha Lakshmi. All the other goddesses of fortune just expansions of Radharani. To increase, and that also to increase Krishna's pleasure, she expands like this. Or Sarvalakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Sarvalakshmi indicates that she represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna's opulence is known by his energy. We know he's got six opulences. Therefore, he's known as Bhagavan. But all of those opulences are there because of Radharani. Radharani's manifesting all of the opulences of Krishna. Now we come to the next word, Kanti. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti. Kanti can mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani fulfills all the desires of Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. She fulfills, as we were describing, every atom of her body is meant for Krishna's pleasure. She doesn't think anything for her own benefit. She's only thinking how to please Krishna. Therefore, she's Sarvakanti. She represents all, fulfills and represents all the desires of Sri Krishna. Sarvakanti, Sanmohini. Krishna enchants the whole world, but Sri Radha enchants even Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sanmohini, she completely... We read in Nectar Devotion that Krishna attracts the whole world. Krishna means all attractive, but Radharani attracts even Krishna. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. We know Madan too well. He's always poking our heart with his five arrows. Ping, 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 ping. Whole world, bird, bee, man, animal, insect, everyone under the control of Madan. Everyone's bewildered by Madan. Completely bewildered by Madan. Even ugly creatures, they're still attracted to one another by the force of Madan. So powerful force. The ugly creatures, and they unite together by the force of Madan. Whole universe is under his attraction. But Krishna is so attractive that even Madan, he becomes bewildered by seeing Krishna. It's like we know, just on the Prikama path here, there's one place called Madan Ter. One night, Krishna and all the gopis were wandering in the forest of Vrindavan when it used to be forest. Still in that place, Madan Ter, a little bit of forest, there's so many trees are there. The moonlight was filtering through the trees. Very spooky and making funny little shadows, and leaves are moving and the sunlight, moonlight is sparkling, coming and going like that. Krishna's with all the young girls. So Madan came with his bow and arrow. So he wanted to show his power. So he took his five arrows, put them to his bow, and he aimed them at Krishna. Now when you aim at something, what do? You concentrate very hard. Very intense concentration. So when Madan aimed his arrows at Krishna, he fainted. So that place became known as Madan Ter, where even Madan fainted by seeing the beauty of Krishna. So that is Krishna. He's so beautiful. That person that's attracting every being in the universe is completely bewildered by seeing the beauty of Krishna. But that Krishna, he's bewildered by seeing the beauty of Radharani. Therefore, he's known as Madana Mohana. She's known as Madana Mohana Mohini. Even Krishna becomes mohit by seeing the beauty of Radharani. Actually, our Prabodhananda Saraswati, he writes that even if Radharani gives little kataksh, kataksh means sidelong glance. Even if he gives sidelong glance. Just like tonight, if you come to the program, first thing is Radha Kripa Katakshastava Raja. And our Radha Shamsundar was reading this morning instead of Sikshastra, and there's Radha Kripa Katakshastava Raja. So Kataksha means little sidelong glance. Because Radharani can't look directly at Krishna. I can't remember, is Chandidas or Kalidas? He writes, one of them writes a beautiful poem. Radharani speaking. She said, everyone in Gokul is seeing Nanda Nandan walking through the paths of Gokul with two eyes. Everybody's seeing him with their two eyes as he wanders through the lanes of Gokul. But me, I have to keep one eye on my superiors. The other eye, half of that, I have to keep on my Nindakarniwalis. Those people who will criticize me, I have to keep one half eye on them. So with one half of one eye, one quarter, I get to glance at, bing, at Nanda Nandan. Bing. And even though I'm only doing one quarter offense, everybody else seeing with two eyes, I'm only with one quarter. Huh? But still I'm getting five times punishment, five panchdanda. By that quarter glance, Cupid's five arrows is piercing my heart. I'm getting five times punishment by the. So Radharani only just gives a little glance, kataksh. But Prabodhananda Saraswati describes that from that glance, Krishna is so bewildered, his flute slips from his hand, his mukut slips off his head, and he doesn't even notice. Zing, tink, clunk. Radharani is so attracted, Krishna's flute and mukut fall, and he doesn't even notice. Our Prabodhananda describes like that. Therefore, she's known as Sun Mohini. Lord Krishna enchants the whole world, but Srimati Radharani enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Duivastu Vedanai Shastra Praman. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. These two are non-different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. Radha Purna Shakti, she is the Shakti. Krishna Purna Shakti Man, Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are non-different, as evidenced by revealed scriptures. Therefore, this whole line of reasoning is leading up to one verse, or is explaining one verse. What is that? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikatir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Faradeha Bedam Gatoto Chaitanya Kam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya, we heard this word before. Pranaya means loving pastimes, specifically between young boys and young girls. But Radharani and Krishna's pastimes, I told in the beginning, don't think it anything material. Radha Krishna Bhataya Vikitir Ladini Shaktir Asma. It is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. As we already described, all these things within Krishna, we ourselves, we're running around looking for something out here that's going to give pleasure here. We're busy running all day long, making money, trying to get this and trying to get that, trying to establish relation with this person, trying to establish relation with that person. Outside, some person outside is going to give us happiness inside. But everything is within Krishna. Radha Krishna Panaya, just like we should very carefully understand Radha Krishna's pastimes. This is not ordinary dealings. Just like when we go on the train in India, we see everybody's reading Stardust, all the pastimes of the movie stars and starlets. The other thing, what is it? Manohar Kaniya. Enchanting stories. All these stories about young boys and young girls. Radha Krishna's pastime, not like that. Not this thing. Ladini Shakti Rasmat. It is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. Just like sometimes people criticize, you're worshipping some god who dances with other people's wives. You're worshipping some god who dances with other people's wives. What kind of god is this? But first of all, we have to understand, what is the meaning of Patni? Patni means wife. But what is the meaning, Dharam Patni means? That within her heart, there is no other man except her husband. That is Dharam Patni. So we see inside all of our hearts, who is there? Krishna. So that means we're all the wives of Krishna, because only Krishna is within our heart. So if Krishna comes out from the heart to dance with his own wife, what is the difficulty? Why are you criticizing? He's dancing with his own wife. The question is not why Krishna dancing with other person's wife, why you, either your man or woman, you're dancing with someone else's wife. The question is, why are you? Not why Krishna. Krishna is dancing with his own wives. Why you? Either man or woman, you're all dancing with someone else's wife. That is the real question. Radha Krishna Panaya Vikatir Ladini Shakti Rasma. It is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti that we describe. Now, he describes something very secret. Ekatmana vapi bhuvi para dehabedam gatoto. You can understand that one. Ek atma, one soul. Radha Krishna not two. Ek atmana vapi. He says api. Very tiny Sanskrit word, but it's very important. Api, there's certainly one soul. Radha Krishna not two. We're discussing this. Shakti and the Shaktiman, they're not different. Ek atmanavapi deha bedam gato. Deha bedam. Just like we know we're studying this achintya beda bed. Huh? So they have bed. What have they done? They have divided. Deha. You know deha. Dehinosminyata dehe komaram jovanam jara tatra dehandara praptir dhiras tatra namuhi. Everybody knows this word. Deha means body. Ek atma. Or deha bedam, they are divided in two bodies, two forms. Ek pran do de. It is one soul but manifesting in two forms. This is the mystery of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Not anything ordinary material. Ek atmanavapi deha bedam gatoto. Then Prabhupada says, somebody may ask, when they divided? Since the beginning of time, nobody can say. Gatoto, nobody can say. Since eternal time, they divided in two to enjoy their pastimes. Now how we poor fallen Kali Yuganus, how are we going to understand? We are very fallen, completely manda sumanda matiyo manda bhagya. We're very terrible, unfortunate in every way. How we'll understand all this high philosophy? Chaitanya kam aduna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya kam aduna. Aduna means modern. Just like we go to Delhi, we see on the store, it says, adunik fashion. So aduna means modern. When Lord Brahma's year is trillion, life is trillions of years, 500 years means modern times. In this modern time, tadvayam, you can understand, tadvayam, those two, cha ekyam aptam, they have again become one. They divided in two forms, but cha ekyam aptam, they've again achieved oneness, one form. What is that? Chaitanya kyam, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by chanting very sincerely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Will we be able to ever understand these wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the position of Srimati Radharani? Chaitanya kam tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Then he says even more secret thing. Radha bhava duti suvalitam nomi Krishna sarupam. Radha bhava suvalitam nomi Krishna sarupam. Krishna has decorated himself with the bhava and luster of Srimati Radhika. That's why we see Mahaprabhu, he is not Shamsundar, he is Gorsundar, because he has taken the bhav and the luster, kanti, of Srimati Radharani. Know me, Krishna. So he is Krishna himself. I'm offering my respects to him. But Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam. Suvalitam means decorated, just like we were singing yesterday in Lalitakun. Devi Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Devi Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Nama. Who's decorated with that? Lalita is Sulalitam. She's decorated Gunai with so many wonderful qualities. Devi Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. I offer my obeisance to that Lalita Sakhi. So Mahaprabhu has decorated himself with the bhav and luster because Radharani, she's the most merciful. We see Mahaprabhu is the most merciful because he got the bhav. Radharani's bhav is the most merciful. Our Raghunath Das Goswami, he writes, Karunaya Vidrava Deha. Karunaya vidravada deha. We know deha, body, huh? We just discussed. Karuna, we know, means compassion. And vidravad means to melt. So when we say karunaya, means because of. We in Sanskrit karuna, then we put aya on the end of it. Karunaya, by compassion, with compassion, because of compassion. Karunaya vidravad deha. Her body melts with compassion. Ordinary living beings, their hearts melt with compassion. Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has taken that bhav, that merciful bhav of Srimati Radharani. Saving completely useless, fallen Kali Yuga souls like ourselves. I was listening to morning, somebody sent me on Facebook beautiful video of Prabhupada speaking on Radhastami. And he says, I may be rascal number one. I may be rascal number one, but if I come before Radharani, you please take me to Krishna. Then she can take me to Krishna. I may be whatever I may be. Rascal number one, Prabhupada said. But Krishna, he says, Krishna is yours. We just told San Mohini, Krishna is yours. You can do whatever you like with him. You can make him become pleased with me. I'm rascal number one, but somehow I'm approaching you. If we approach Radharani, Krishna, Prabhupada is saying in this lecture for 4 minutes, he's saying, just approach Radharani. She's the most merciful. Even your rascal number one, you approach to Radharani, then she can recommend, oh Krishna, this nice devotee brought a flower for you. Prabhupada actually said, Radharani thinks, oh, this devotee is greater than me. If somebody wants to offer service to Radharani, through Radharani to Krishna, then Radharani, oh, this devotee is more greater than me. We can't imagine such a thing. We're always calculating, well, I'm greater than him, and he's greater, anyway, he's greater than me, but actually he's a rascal, and just see what he did. Huh? We're always calculating. Huh? And this guy, who is he to talk to me like that? Radharani's thinking, this rascal, not that she's saying rascal, but some rascal has come, but he's offered something. He said, put the flower in Radharani's hand, Prabhupada said, to offer to Krishna. Then Radharani thinks, oh, he's greater than me. This devotee is greater than me. He's offering something to Krishna. Just imagine Radharani's mercy. We can't even begin to imagine Radharani's mercy. So time is going on. We should speak something about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. In our Goswami literature and Padma Purana and many different places, I've gathered together so many different transcendental nuggets of information, put them into one story. To understand Radharani's appearance, we have to go back many thousands of years when there was one very beautiful princess named Kalavati. And there was a very beautiful prince named Sucharu. And both sets of parents saw that the Sucharu and Kalavati were matching in every way, so they arranged their wedding together. Big, wonderful wedding. Just as we saw a few years ago, always in the newspaper, that some prince and princess got married in Europe, and big news is there. So bigger than that wedding was there. Bigger news. But most astonishing, after their wedding, what did they do? They went to the forest to perform penances and austerity, sleeping on dry grass, eating only berries that monkeys eat. This was totally astonishing. Because we're thinking, after I get married, no more sleeping on a mat in the ashram. Now I get nice, soft bed. No more temple prasad. Now we get puri, paneer, sabji, sweet rice, halwa every day. But they were sleeping on dry grass. Even at Brahmachari, we're not ready to do that. And eating only berries that monkeys eat. Imagine, they make a feast today at 2 o'clock and there's only berries that only monkeys would eat. And they performed these penances and austerities for many hundreds of years, for a very long time. Finally, Lord Brahma descended on his swan airplane. And he asked them what benediction they desired. And they said, we want to get the consort of Lord Vishnu, Srimati Lakshmiji, as our daughter in order to render service to her in that way. And Lord Brahma, he was shocked. Wah, 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 what is this? Ordinarily, when he asks for the benediction, then there's a big long list. I want this and this and this and this and this and this. And I want 90 days credit for the next austerity. You give me this and this and this. I'll do austerity later. Give me a job and a car and a house by the sea. Swami Jai Jagadish Hari. They wanted service. Lord Brahma was so satisfied. He said, wah, 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 wah. Not just Lakshmiji. We will give you the Maha Maha Lakshmi Srimati Radhika, the consort of Brijendra Nanda and Shyam Sundar. She will become your daughter. So in their next incarnation, they came as, or they merged with the forms, Kalavati and Suchar merged with the forms of Brisbanu and Kirti, the eternal mother and father of Radharani. And again, they were married together. And Brisbanu, he had a good relation with Nanda Baba, so he made his kingdom in Ravav, just next door to Gokul, on the other side of the river from Mathura. So they're living there in Ravav, and they were always desiring to have a daughter, but instead they got one son named Sridham. Sridham is older brother of Srimati Radhika. But still they were always desiring within their hearts, let us have a daughter, let us have a daughter, but no daughter came. One day, it was the bright half of the second month of rainy season, Bhadra. It was the eighth day of that bright half, Astami day. Early in the morning, Brisbanu, like all of you, every day we go to take our bath. So he used to take his bath because Jamuna used to flow right by that Barsana, that Ravel temple. We can see evidence of it flowing there. Now it flows far away, but sometimes 2010 we saw it flowing right by the temple. So he went to take his bath, just like all of you every morning before Mangalarti go did. So before Mangalarti he went to take his bath. As he approached the Jamuna, he saw something is shining in the water. As he got closer, he saw it was a golden lotus flower. As he got even closer, he saw within that golden lotus flower there was a beautiful golden baby, exquisitely beautiful baby girl. But we told this is second month of rainy season. Water was flowing in the Jamuna like anything. Dhara was very heavy. He couldn't reach to that lotus flower. Then again, Lord Brahma descended on his swan airplane. He reminded of the previous benediction. And he lifted very gently that girl from the lotus flower and handed her to Brisbanu. Brisbanu lovingly took her into his arms. He ran ecstatically to the palace. Oh Devi, oh Devi, oh Devi, we got our daughter, we got our daughter, we got our daughter. Kirtida Maharani came running. She saw this beautiful golden baby girl in Brisbanu's arms. She just lovingly took her from his arms and just held her close to her breast. And she's feeling, oh, this child is so soft like butter. So beautiful golden color, so exquisitely beautiful features, so soft, so komal, so beautiful pinkish hands and feet, tiny little fingers and toes, beautiful curly hair, so sweet. But her eyes were sealed shut. She was totally blind. Now to understand this blindness, we're going to have to go all the way up to the Golok Dham. One day in the Golok Dham, if we can talk about days and Krishna Chandra told Radharani, hey Radhe, on the surface of the earth, the Dwapar Yuga is coming to It is time for us to go and display our loving pastimes on the face of the earth. And Radharani said, I can't go to that deep, dark, nasty, material world where no one is doing your service, no one is taking your name, everyone's just engaged in spreading emotion. There's no Vrindavan, there's no Jamuna, there's no Giriraj. I would not feel happy in such a place. And Krishna Chandra said, hey Radhe, just see, Vrindavan has already gone, Jamuna has already gone, Giriraj has already gone. And she saw shining on the face of this dark material world, this earth, there was this beautiful Brajadham. Don't think that you're in UP. Don't think you took the Yamuna Expressway and came to UP. No, this is Brajadham, not different from the Golok. And cutting through that Brajadham like a beautiful blue ribbon was this Jamuna River. And standing very tall and shining all around was this Giriraj. So Radharani said, all right, I will go, but I don't want to see anyone or anything until I can see your Mukha Chandra, moon-like face. Therefore Radharani's eyes were sealed shut. But they thought, anyway, she's so beautiful, it doesn't matter, we got our daughter. Meanwhile, Narad Muni was nearby. He had his Galaxy S5 loaded up with his astrology program. And he calculated that this is the time and this is the place where that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna will appear. So he began looking hither and thither where Radharani has appeared. He came to the palace of Brisabanu. He knocked on the door. The Darwan came. He saw it was Narad Muni. He ran to Brisabanu that Narad Muni has come. Brisabanu personally came to the door of his palace to greet him. Oh Munivar, Padariye, please come. He took him into the palace. He sat him on his very own throne. Virajye, please sit. Then he washed his feet, he sprinkled the water in his head, everybody's head. Then the king, Brisabanu, he sat at the foot of his own throne and said, Muniraj, any seva for me? Any service for me? And Narad Muni said, yes. Do you have any issue? Of course, nowadays that means something else. But anyway, do you have any child? Yes, I have one son. One son? Ha Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha Maharaj, I have one son. All right, you bring him here. So they brought Sri Ram. Narad Muni gave all his blessings on Sri Ram. He said, this will be a very confidential associate of Sri Krishna. You have to give special protection to him. Gave all his blessings on Sri Ram. Then he got up to go. But Brisabanu saw there's some unhappiness on Narad Muni's face. Prabhupada's face is index of the mind. When he got to the door of the palace, then Brisabanu said, oh Maharaj, taro, wait, Maharaj. Yeah? Tune jhoot bola? You told a lie? Hare Maharaj, I have one daughter, but she's blind. I was feeling ashamed to show her to you. Daughter? Immediately he went back, sat down on the throne again. No, bring that one. So then they brought Srimati Radhika. Now Narad Muni, he knows who this is. He was just swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss, seeing Srimati Radhika. He went into ecstasy completely. Didn't move, didn't say a thing. For a long time he was in ecstasy. Then he told Brisabanu and Kirtita, I know how to cure this blindness. You have to make a feast and you have to make this and this and this and this. All complicated preparations. You will not find the things in the house. You'll have to go to the bazaar to the market, to the fields, to gather all the ingredients for this feast. You won't find it easily available in the house. And you invite Nanda Baba to come here and take prasad, then the blindness will be cured. Everyone looked at that list. My goodness, these things are not available in the house. We'll have to go to the bazaar, to the field, to the market. Everyone ran hither and thither and thither and hither and thither and hither. Now just see how Nard, we told many times how clever this Nard Muni is. He's a very clever fellow. That means now Nard Muni is alone with Srimati Radhika. So then he began to offer beautiful prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Radhika. And Srimati Radhika is very pleased. As a little girl, she smiled and she said, "What do you wish?" And he said, "I just want to see that Kishori Roop, that beautiful form of 13, 14-year-old girl, Kishori Roop. That is my desire." And Radharani said, "Tatastu," and she manifested her beautiful Kishori Roop, 13, 14-year-old girl. All the Astasakis also appeared there along with Radharani in their Kishori Roops. Now Nard Muni is drowning in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Ah ha ha. Ah ha ha ha. Ah ha ha ha. He paid his obeisances and he went on his way. Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman. Meanwhile, the cooking began and they sent a messenger to Gokul to call Nanda and Yasoda. Nanda and Yasoda came. Yasoda had Krishna under her arm. They came there, they saw the beautiful daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtita. They said, "Maybe blind, but it doesn't matter. She's so exquisitely beautiful. It doesn't matter. Blind daughter better than no daughter." Then Kirtita and Yasoda, they sat down to do their gossipings. And Vrishabhanu and Nanda Maharaj, they sat down to do their talkings. Meanwhile, Krishna, he had been born on the dark half of the month of Bhadra. It means 1 year and 15 days before, on the 8th day of the dark half, Krishnastami. 1 year and 15 days before. So he was crawling hither and thither. And he saw this beautiful basket with this black blanket, Kali Kamri, coming out of either side. Beautiful Kali Kamri. Now he crawled over to that basket. He grabbed onto the edge. He pulled his face up to see what's inside. Now you've seen how Mother Yasoda puts all these beautiful sandalwood and saffron and a guru, all camphor, all these beautiful paintings on Chandra's face. That divine fragrance entered into the beautiful sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhika. Our Goswamis always describe Radharani's nose just like a sesame flower. When we went to rubble yesterday, we saw one of the fields, two fields were filled with sesame flowers. You see the sesame flower on the bush hanging like this. You'll see one petal comes down and goes, boop, turns up a little bit like that. And then there's the other two petals come down and go, like that. Just like and beautiful light color like Radharani. So within Radharani's beautiful sesame flower like nose, that divine fragrance, now she knows Krishna Chandra's face is just in front of her face. Try to understand. We just describe what happens with little kataksh, Krishna's flute and mukha drop. Radha and Krishna are face to face, amne samne. Just try to understand the situation. And Radharani knows Krishna's Mukha Chandra is right in front of her face. She suddenly opened her beautiful lotus petal eyes and stared with so much love into Nanda Nandan's eyes. So much love is going between those eyes. So much love is going between those eyes. So much love is going between those eyes. It's so thick you can almost put your finger in and taste it. And both of them began to laugh. When the children started laughing, then the parents' minds were distracted and they saw Radharani's beautiful eyes, wide like lotus petals, looking with so much love into the lotus petal eyes of Nanda Nandan. And they were so astonished that this Narad Muni, so great, he cured the blindness of Radharani. Now, they came for lunch, so that means noontime, so real appearance, so everybody celebrates early in the morning in most places, but real appearance of Radharani is at noontime, because when Radha and Krishna are together, that is the real appearance of Radharani. Just like one time, one servant, a personal servant of Prabhupada told me, he put a picture of Radharani on Prabhupada's desk. Prabhupada sat down, he said, "Where is Krishna?" To see Radha without Krishna is like seeing ordinary girl. So when you buy your photos back there, you have to buy Shyam Sundar also. I get my commission for making this announcement. So that happened at the noontime. How long do we have to fast till today? This Krishna Chandra, he's a very hard fellow, huh? All the way to the midnight. Oh my goodness. But Radharani, we're talking, she's so merciful. Only half day we have to fast for Radharani. To the noontime. Jai Jai Sri Radha. Nitai Gaur Hari. Revealer of the Holy Dham, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.